Welcome to Teidorigawa Bookmakers at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Today I'm going to give me another opportunity to teach you how to make something without using any pictures, just by using my voice. Will it work out? I do not know. We are going to make sort of a semi-tunnel book. Hang on. Let's see what we got. Okay, we have computer paper, and it's in the horizontal landscape mode. And we're going to take the left side and fold it over to the right side, folding the paper in half. Make the crease nice and solid. Open the paper, and then take and fold the two halves in half. So you take the left to the middle, and then you take the right to the middle. And you have it folded like that. Then we want to turn it to the portrait mode, or vertical, and take the left and fold it over to the right so it's in the middle. So we've folded it in half. And then we turn it horizontally, and we see that we have 8 squares. The ones at the top and 4 at the bottom. And we folded it both vertically and horizontally, and we have 4 squares on the top, 4 squares on the bottom, and a line in the middle. We're going to cut the line in the middle. We're going to cut the bottom of the top 3 squares from left to right. So the top 3 squares from left and right, just the bottom, are going to be cut. So we cut the bottom of the top left, and then we cut the bottom of the middle left, and then we cut the bottom of the middle right, and then we stop. So we have a horizontal paper with 4 rectangles, and 3 of the rectangles are independent from the bottom. The far right 2 rectangles are still connected. This is important. Let's see what we do next. With the scissors, we want to make a big hole on the top left rectangle. In the middle left rectangle, we want to make a slightly smaller hole, but similar to the one on the left. And on the middle right rectangle, we want an even smaller hole, similar to the ones on the left. So we have 3 holes at the top. From the left is the biggest, and then the medium, and then the smallest on the medium right rectangle. And on the 4th rectangle, the far right top rectangle, we can have picture or whatever we want, or words. Now, we're going to fold the top and the bottom. We're going to take the far left. Let's start at the bottom. We're going to take the far left rectangle and fold it over the middle left rectangle. With those two rectangles together, we're going to fold it under the middle right rectangle, and then we're going to fold it over the right rectangle. So we have a peak and valley. We start out on the left up, and then we go down, then we have peak, and then we go down, and then we have the right rectangle. We're going to do the same with the top, with the holes. We're going to go from the left, we're going to go on top of the middle left, then we're going to go under the middle right, then we're going to go over the right. Now, with those four rectangles together, we're going to pick them up so that they stand up by themselves, which means we're going to take the far right rectangle and fold it over the far right rectangle on the bottom, and then it should spring up, and you'll have what you can see is a tunnel book on the far right, and then peaks and valleys on the bottom half. And that basically is what you've done. We're finished. We made it. You have how many surfaces? You have 8 different surfaces on the front, and then if you fold them over and up, you'll notice you have 8 surfaces, 8 rectangles on the back. Now, with the far right tunnel book on the right, if you turn it around, you'll see you have writing on the, you can have writing or pictures on the back. You don't necessarily have to put anything there. But there you go. And take some experimenting, figure out what kind of hole works best, what kind of picture works best, and that is your sort of tunnel book. Amazing. Looks nice. Good work. And here comes some drama. Please enjoy. See you soon.
Ready to go. Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Yeah, I just ordered some books from you, and I got them. I got 50 books from you, and it was very nice, very good. But there's one problem. The color of the words is blue, and I would really like to change it to green. Is that possible? Can I change my print from blue type to green type?
You handed me the papers, and they were all printed in blue, so if you want to change it, you'd have to change it on your computer to green, and then give it to me again, and I can remake the books, and it'll cost you twice as much.
Well, here's the thing. I already paid you once, and I don't like it, so why don't you just, I'll give you some blue stuff, and you can change it.
Blue stuff? You're going to give me ink, or what?
Well, I thought since you're the bookmaker, you could probably just change it while you're making the book. Can you do that?
No.
Well, the other bookmaker said they could do it.
Well, why don't you go to the other bookmaker, then? I'm sorry, I can't do it.
I really need you to change it. I really don't like the blue. I'd really like green. Don't you think green would look better? Hello?